Welcome to News Video Clip. You probably remember that Paramount was bought by right-wing pro-Trump billionaire Larry Ellison. And when Ellison bought Paramount, that also included CBS. And after Ellison got a hold of CBS, he ended up canceling Late Night with Stephen Colbert because Colbert would make fun of Trump and expose Trump's lies. So Ellison got rid of Stephen Colbert, who had his last show last week, and replaced it with, ta-da, Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed, which is failing miserably in the ratings. That's right. The Daily Beast reports that the first episode of Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed only drew 995,000 viewers, according to initial Nielsen data. In comparison, Stephen Colbert's final episode brought more than 6.7 million viewers. That means CBS has lost 85% of its late night audience by replacing Stephen Colbert with Byron Allen's lame show, Comics Unleashed. And this is what happens when you get a right-wing billionaire trying to get into show business. They always ruin it. Always. Every single time. Because they are thin-skinned and they are humorless. Alrighty, moving on. Last week, we showed a clip of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explaining how water in Morgan County, Georgia, was being contaminated by a Meta data center. And she actually held up some of this water. So we're going to show you this clip in case you missed it last week.
I have a jar right here. This is the current drinking water in Morgan County, Georgia, right after a data center was constructed. The Meta data center was constructed. The only difference between the clean water and this was that data center. I have another one as well. So this wasn't just one well. These wasn't just one family's situation. This is what the drinking water now looks like next to that data center. And I think both of us can agree that neither one of these things are drinkable.
Okay, so that was pretty shocking. And most people feel terrible for these families in Morgan County, Georgia, because they're having to literally fly in drinking water. They're having to pay for it online and have the post office deliver them water so they can drink water and take baths. So everybody is upset about this and very concerned about these people. Well, not everybody. Christian pro-life leader Kristen Hawkins is actually denying that these Georgia families' water is contaminated by the Meta data center. Oh, she's such a godly Christian. You can just see the concern on her face. Kristen Hawkins is actually upset that this story is being reported and getting press instead of her tired old lie that's been debunked, which is abortion pills are getting into the drinking water and contaminating it. Her story isn't getting picked up because it isn't true. It's been debunked. So now she's doing everything she can to deny reports about these families in Georgia who are suffering. Wow, how Christian of her. She even posted a story to a link to the California Post, and she was claiming that this story somehow debunks what AOC said. The only problem is, first of all, this is not actually a news report. It's actually an op-ed piece by right-winger Rich Lowry, who spends most of the article desperately trying to defend corporate data centers because he's a corporate whore. But there is one point where Lowry actually admits this story in Georgia is true. He writes, "It stands to reason that the construction of the data center disturbed the private wells of these homes, and the problem started when Meta broke ground. So there you go. Kristen Hawkins' own story that she linked to in the California Post absolutely destroys her. Now, let's move on to Kristen Hawkins' claim about these abortion pills that are supposedly killing babies who are already born and women. MedPage Today writes, environmental scientists say there is no credible evidence that mifepristone, that's the abortion pill, or fetal tissue is contaminating U.S. water supplies at levels that would harm humans, animals, or the environment. Let's also move down to PolitiFact. They wrote, environmental scientists and engineers told PolitiFact there is no evidence that mifepristone, that's the abortion pill, has harmed the environment or people via wastewater. Nathan Donnelly of the Center of Biological Diversity says, quote, there is absolutely no evidence that this is an environmental issue. So here we have pro-life Christian Kristen Hawkins desperately trying to deny that Georgia family's water is being contaminated, all because she wants to push her big fat lie about abortion pills supposedly contaminating the water and killing people. I mean, this is absolutely sick. And she's a sick individual, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very sick. And she's a liar. Speaking of liars, Pete Hegseth, who is President Trump's Secretary of Defense, traveled to a Navy carrier off the coast of Singapore to deliver a crazy speech to the Navy sailors there. Let's watch this as he desperately tries to convince them to go fight in Trump's failed Iran war, which is now in its 13th week. And just watch him cosplay as he tries to be such a tough guy.
They either step up and meet the fury of the American military or back down, and you create a whole bunch of options for America and the president with what he wants to execute on behalf of the American people. So right now, hey, Iran has a choice. Meet at the table with the president and give up their nuclear program. And as the president said, I'm lost on time, 2 days ago now, in the cabinet meeting, I'm sitting right next to him. He looks in the camera and says, well, Iran can either do it the right way with a deal across the table, or they can deal with my guy on the left. It happened to be me.
All right, so Pete Hegseth is lying through his teeth. Iran does not have a nuclear program. They don't have any nuclear weapons. This has been debunked over and over. And in fact, the Joint Chiefs of Staff recommended against this war in Iran. The same war that Pete Hegseth is trying to talk these soldiers into going into. He's trying to convince them to die for Donald Trump's lies. Can you imagine? Can you imagine any greater waste of life? Anyway, Hegseth was mocked on social media, and it was delicious. Aaron Rupar wrote, the cringe level is off the charts about Pete Hegseth's speech. Former Congressman Republican Adam Kinzinger said, Hegseth is an actor playing a Secretary of Defense in a cheesy movie. Another person wrote on social media, quote, this motherfucker, Pete Hegseth, got how many of our fellow Americans killed and injured and how many bases destroyed? All because he used grok to plan a war with Iran and then got America's ass handed to her. So this is so true. Hegseth is desperate to have Americans die for his mistake. To have Americans die for Trump's mistake. This is Vietnam all over again. This is the Iraq War all over again. And it's just because Trump picks the absolute worst people to run the government. Now, one of those people that Trump picked is former Attorney General Pam Bondi. Now, Pam Bondi testified today behind closed doors at the House of Representatives at a hearing. Now, she wasn't under oath, so she can't be forced to actually tell the truth. And even though she's a private citizen, she actually had lawyers from Trump's Justice Department there to block questions and tell her that she didn't have to answer any questions. Here's one of the congresswomen who was there during the hearing. Let's hear what she has to say.
I want to be clear today that one thing is clear, that this is absolutely a cover-up and a smokescreen to prevent Pam Bondi from having to testify under oath pursuant to a congressional subpoena. Now, let me explain a few things about what we've seen in the room. First and foremost, if Pam Bondi was complying with a congressional deposition to testify under oath, Department of Justice attorneys would not be intervening and essentially trying to stop her from answering basic questions about her conversations with Donald Trump, with the administration, and trying to claim that she does not have to answer questions. In fact,
so here we go. Pam Bondi actually is a private citizen, and yet there are lawyers from Trump's Justice Department sitting in on this hearing and saying that she doesn't have to answer any questions. And what the congressmen and congresswomen are asking her about are the Jeffrey Epstein files. You remember the Epstein files, all those millions of files that Pam Bondi claimed that were on her desk and that she was going to release, and yet she didn't release all of them. In fact, she held back over a million of those files. Unbelievable. Now, here's Congressman Robert Garcia, and he's going to explain how Pam Bondi did try to blame the current acting Attorney General Todd Blanche for any problems with the Epstein files. Let's watch Robert Garcia blow this one through the roof.
In that interview, and what she's saying here in her words and remarks, is that it was Todd Blanche, the current acting AG, that was leading the Epstein investigation. And quite frankly, all of the mistakes that we saw, the redactions, not protecting survivors, she continues to push that back onto the acting AG, Todd Blanche, who, by the way, was Donald Trump's former personal lawyer. I also personally asked the former AG five times and five different questions about her conversations with President Trump, whether he directed her at any given time on the Epstein files, what he knew, what he asked her to redact or not, and she refused to answer any questions.
So what exactly is Pam Bondi hiding? I mean, she used to be so tough when she would go in front of Congress with her little pathetic burn book. What is she afraid of? Why is she so scared to answer questions? Why is she such a MAGA coward? That's a good question. I'd love to hear the answer to that one. All right, here's another congresswoman who's talking about how Pam Bondi is refusing to answer questions and how this is all part, obviously, of a cover-up regarding the Epstein files.
Do I believe Todd Blanche will be forthcoming? No, I do not. I think every administration official in the Trump administration has lied over and over and over again. We had our Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, a couple of weeks ago. He was just lying through his teeth. I think Pam Bondi today, the fact that the Department of Justice senior officials like Harmeet Dhillon were sitting by her side, whispering in her ear, telling her, you know, in certain cases, what to say or not say. That's weaponization of the Department of Justice at the hands of the president. There was no need for Department of Justice officials to be sitting in the room today when Pam Bondi herself is no longer a representative of the United States government. So
this is really important. Why does Pam Bondi have a lawyer from the Department of Justice, Harmeet Dhillon? Why does she have a Department of Justice lawyer present when she is a private citizen. She is no longer working for the government. Why are your tax dollars paying for a lawyer for Pam Bondi? Are we ever going to get an answer to that question? Anyone? Anyone? Alrighty, those are all the stories we have for today. We have links to all of our stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, who never back up anything they say. They lie like hell, and they get paid for it. They are absolute stooges. Alrighty, that's all we have for today. If you like our podcast, please subscribe. If you hate our podcast, please subscribe. If you hate me and hate my haircut, please subscribe. And we'll see you soon with more stories.